Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Back live in Minneapolis, Grant and Danny out and about and on the road, thanks to our friends, the law firm of Condori and Murad, who flew us out here and put us up and took us to the game and got us great seats and got us to the Timberwolves game. And we just had a good old-fashioned fun dude's
great time
weekend.
With them, man.
It could not have been better. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The sponsor of our show, Condori and Murad, want to know. They want to wine and dine and take care of you like they do for us. They'll take care of your last will and testament, put together a living trust, medical power of attorney, whatever you need. Schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. And if you mention us, they'll give you a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We've still got Don't Forget About and a preview of Monday Night Football all coming up this segment on G&D. But Dan Quinn did talk with reporters today. We don't always play his presser on Mondays, but there was a lot of pressing news today that we wanted to hear his thoughts on, including Jaden Daniels getting banged up and leaving a third game that he's played in a row. What's going on with that elbow? Will we see him again? And then also Zach Ertz, who tore his ACL, among many, many other things covered by Dan Quinn. So this was the best of the DQ presser today out in Ashburn.
Normally on a Monday, I'd start off by talking about the frustrations of yesterday, and they tell the truth Monday and what goes with that. And we'll definitely talk about both. But I thought probably important to start off and talk about Zach. And it's been a frustrating season with way too many injury updates. But another will be Zach will be out for the season. So torn ACL for him, and tough news with a significant knee injury. He has meant a lot to our team, both on and off the field. He's been an ideal teammate to help set a standard and about habits. And so we're all bummed for him. I think you probably saw that just yesterday, everybody kind of gathered around him. But I wanted to update you with that as we get started. So I'm glad to get rolling with you guys now.
For Zach, like you talk about what he's meant to the team. Were you surprised at how much value he added in that regard? And like, what are some of the things that stood out to you most in that area?
Yeah, I thought, I just had a quick conversation with him today because I hadn't coached him before. So, you know, you don't know somebody, and he was actually the first person, you know, that Adam signed here. And so he has brought a lot. And I think the habits, John, that's what stuck out to me more than anything of doing the extra, not getting bored with the details, whether it was getting the jugs, footwork, the technique part of it. So there was a reason why this type of success took place. It was over and over of doing the things and not getting bored doing them. So those are the type of elite habits when you're putting a program together. You're like, okay, that's what it looks like. And I want to point that out whenever I can. So it's been significant for us for sure. The production on the field, you know, obviously having that, you know, a tight end available. We knew a rookie QB was going to be coming in here to be a factor. And so he was an impact and more.
And then for Jaden, what's the update on him? Do you expect him to practice, and is there a chance he will play Sunday?
Sure. So, yeah, he did kind of land directly, you know, on his elbow. It's sore. The doctors evaluated him today. The good news for that, John, there's no long-term concerns, but we'll continue to monitor and, you know, trying to take everything into account as the week goes. I don't have an update for you yet regarding playing. It's sore today, but the good news is, no long term, but I don't have an update as far as the game yet.
Hi, Dan. When Jaden was healthy in those first three quarters, I mean, how do you think he played overall?
You know, it was good to see. I wanted to find out about a few of the lessons, Nikki, you know, that he had his homework assignment of, you know, using his superpower, but also protecting the team. And so, you know, the mindfulness to do that, I thought, was in the right spot. I love the, you know, 2 weeks of practice he had leading up into that. So, not a full body of work, but there was definitely some things that were moving in the right direction, in my opinion, on that front, Nikki, that I was looking for specifically.
And you mentioned how it was your decision to not put him back in for the remainder of the game. What's sort of the balance there of making sure that he gets the time, gets the development, that you're not holding him back and making him look fragile, but, you know, also not putting him at risk either?
Yeah, that's the balance. And kind of the one thing you don't want to have happen, like land directly on it. And so you can help on protections and, you know, some things on running and sliding on play like that. You don't get to do that. So you're right. You're trying to find the balance of what do those reps look like? You know, how are the lessons being applied? And then making sure you're doing it as calling it competitively to go win it, but also, you know, with protecting the team in mind. So it's both.
And you kind of alluded to this yesterday, but coming off the performance against Denver and then taking steps back, do you think there was any sort of, I don't know, emotional hangover or motivational hangover kind of coming off a tough loss like that?
Yeah, I think you want to look at everything. You know, Tom and I were trying to put my finger on it last night and today, just coming out not with the same energy, intensity, finishing ability, like, defensively, you know, run that would go for two, win for five. You know, those are ones that I wanted to see, that type of physicality, to see that part to go. And so when it's not there, man, it's easy to notice that play style. And so even if that's the case, that's our job. That's the gig, to get back up and get into that space again. And so for us not to hit that, you can certainly understand how the meeting went today, knowing like how frustrated we are with that standard with ourselves, and it's either it is or it's not. And we missed it by a lot. So I thought maybe in the last week, you know, or two games, you know, a step or two forward, but this one was certainly a step backwards. I'd agree with that. As the emotional part goes, it felt that way. I can't put my marker on that to say that that was it, but it definitely felt something like that, Tom.
And then this was the eighth game, I think, this season where you guys didn't force a turnover against a Vikings team that leads the league in that department. From your perspective, is that more a lack of execution or bad luck?
I certainly won't put it on luck. Some people say that turnovers come in bunches and those things. Like, no, you got to go create them. That's how they happen. So I think it's more the skill of that, Tom, of taking advantage. There was a few chances for us to go get it. And when you don't get them, you know, you want to keep digging into why and how you go create them. So we've been playing more zone recently. Sometimes you'll get a few more in a zone than you would in pure man-to-man because your eyes and your vision are to the QB. So it's something that we'll continue to work at for sure. But it's hard when you're in the minus, you know, to get the wins, and you've got to create takeaways to get into that space. So we'll continue to hit it. But yeah, I'm not pleased with that part of our football at all.
Hey, Dan, obviously, if you could fix it, you would. But I wonder what you think about why in so many of these losses you haven't been competitive. Like, even last year when you lost games, it was one possession, it was fourth quarter, it was the end of the game. But in so many of these losses this year, you all haven't even been competitive.
Agreed. Man, do I agree. The that's been like highly frustrating to miss the mark by so much. When you're in a competitive game, you're down for the fight and you're in it all the way to the end, you know, you feel into that space. So not finding that rhythm together and not forcing someone else to get out of theirs, is a big part of that. Sometimes you feel, okay, it's tighter and the margins get even smaller and you can feel yourself not making the plays that you need to go make. But it's a big topic for me. It's one that I'm digging in hard on, obviously, to find why, to make sure that, like, that's our cause together, man, to make sure, like, that we are never in this situation again.
And along that line, Dan, I mean, do you, and I know you have a month of games left, so I know you still have to prepare for those games, but does this cause you to think about how you and Adam put this roster together in the first place, and if something needs to change about that going forward in terms of how you put it together?
Sure. Yeah, we have discussions about the roster and the team a lot. And but yeah, it's not something that you, even though it's, like you said, the four games left and it's a competitive one in that space with all being in the division, which I think is a good way to go. But no, definitely something that we talk about, we communicate about when it's the results are what they are, DA. It's worth digging under, you know, every rock to find the right balance, the right attitude. And so, yes, we've had those discussions for sure.
Hey, Dan, just to follow up kind of on DA's question there, understanding you have the four games left, what is your timeline for, like, the evaluation? I mean, you've already made one fairly significant coaching switch in season. What does the timeline look like at, all right, we got to figure out what we got, what we don't have, both staff and personnel?
Yeah, it's definitely underway, JP, I can tell you that, because we want to make sure that we're finding, we're evaluating, we're digging into to see those things. And already you can see, you know, how do we feature players? How would we do things the same? How would we do things differently? So it's something that, you know, he and I talk a lot about at great length, like you said, staff-wise, player-wise. You know, so it's not something that, you know, we're waiting till, you know, postseason to begin that for sure is fully underway. And also, like, you know, a performance like yesterday, man, that sets you back. That stings. That's, one that you want to get back to things right away because, like, we missed it by a mile.
And then with Hard Knocks, we get to kind of see the moments after the game. And the moments after that Denver game, you gave this now pretty well-known quote of, we lost, but we're not lost anymore. What is the messaging coming out of the Minnesota game with that in mind?
Yeah. Talking to the team, I just mainly said to JP that all of us, everybody in this room, like, the effort of what has to take place has to be proportionate to what we need to do, because, like, this brotherhood can never be in this position again. And so that's every person for these 4 weeks, finding that edge, finding that spark, finding what needs to get done. So we never find our way into this space again. Watching January and February football sucks. We're the ones that did that. And we've got to make sure that we do everything in our power individually by the unit to make sure that, these 4 weeks matter and it's important, and we got to go find those edges.
Hey, Dan, I'm sure you're well aware that this fan base is pretty ticked off right now. 8-game losing streak. What reassurances can you give that this will not carry over into next season and that you and your staff will be able to fix what's going on here?
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more with them, and we feel exactly the same, how upset we are, Scott. And so it's so important. We know what this organization means to the fan base. And so for us to have a performance like that and to have results like we've had, nobody is happy. And so we want to hit to those standards that we want to get to. And that's why over these 4 weeks, there's a lot to gain, man. And we're going to dig in hard to find the right spots, the right people, the right places. And we're going to work our ass off to do that. You can count on that.
So with that loss to Minnesota, Dan, this team's officially out of playoff contention. In last year, you're one win away from going to the Super Bowl. So the juxtaposition there, what is that feeling like? Still 4 games left, and you know your season is not going anywhere past January, February.
Yeah. Once you get to, you know, having to watch January, February football, like, that sucks. And so you want to make sure, Scott, that you're doing everything you can in your power to set us up to never be in this spot again. And with these 4 games against the division, they all matter, man. And so here it is, first one right against, you know, at New York. And so going into that space, 4 division games, you also get to play them twice a year. And although we might not be playing in like I said, in the postseason, January, February, it matters, man, like, to make sure we always know how we get down. And so it's been frustrating. It's been emotional. It's been all of those things. But we have to get that part handled, Scott.
Hi, Dan. Sort of going off that and what you were just saying, though, are there ways in which your preparation and maybe even your game calling does change given the different things at stake now for these last four games?
Yeah, I think the game planning, Howard, that's a fair question to make sure. Are we featuring the players in the right spots to make sure we can go do that? So, yes, the first part of yours on the game planning. As far as like the execution of it, that's what we have to make sure. Are we delivering on that? So whatever ways we go to find that, Howard, like I'm up for it. And more of something, less of another. That's all part of the game plan moving forward in these four games. But it starts honestly into this week in terms of the players, our execution of that. Usually as a coach, you have a idea, okay, that practice week didn't go well when there's a bad performance that follows that. By having good practices preceding a terrible loss, like I was not ready for us to have that type of performance. I really wasn't. And but we'll continue to look to dig, like you said, game plan, any of the practice routines, like that's our charge, man. These 4 weeks, like whatever we got to do to get that part exactly like we want, that's really important.
It might sort of be impossible to take the injuries, fact that he hasn't played a lot this season, out of the equation. But if you can, with Jaden, I'm just wondering how you would grade his play this season, how you'd assess what you've seen from him this season compared to last season.
Yeah. It'd be hard to, just because, really there was just the one game before, you know, some of the personnel around him changed. Maybe, Howard, that's probably a better way to go about it. So without a lot of banked reps together, I would say, you know, that would affect all of us. But I think that'd be better, like, in a month's time, I'll have a better assessment for you, you know, for an entire season. I think it's too early for me to call where I'm at on that, Howard. But I would say collectively, man, our whole team, it was, you know, like not quarterback, not like everything, you know, was mission failure yesterday. Like not specific to one position. It was not good enough, not acceptable in any way, shape, or form.
That was Dan Quinn with the media today. So on Jaden Daniels, he said, quote, he did kind of land directly, you know, on his elbow. It's sore, and the doctors evaluated him today. The good news for that, there's no long-term concerns, but we'll continue to monitor and, you know, kind of take everything into account as the week goes. I don't have an update for you yet regarding playing because it's sore today, but the good news is no long term, but I don't have an update as far as the game yet, end quote. My guess is because they've been so cautious with him and brought him back at slow paces each time he's gotten hurt, there's a chance maybe he misses this Giants game and then comes back the following week for Philly, and then advertently, I'm not sure which, he wouldn't have to play on that turf at the Meadowlands either, which is a little bit of a bonus.
Yeah. I mean, that's claimed all sorts of players, not ones that are banged up, et cetera. And I'm sitting here, honestly, legitimately afraid that the next one will be the catastrophic one. We've sat there a million times going, you know, these injuries, they've been really unfortunate and annoying, but he's avoided the catastrophic one to his credit. And now you're going to the place where that's probably the most likely.
On Daniels getting reps, but the balance with putting him at risk as well, because he's playing in a game and he has not proven to be able to get through a game without an injury in any of the last three games that he's played, Dan Quinn said, that's the balance and kind of the one thing you don't want to have happen, like land directly on it. And so you couldn't help on protections and, you know, some things on running and sliding. He goes on to say, you're right. You're trying to find the balance of what those reps look like, you know. How are the lessons being applied? And then making sure you're doing it as calling it competitively to go win it, but also, you know, with protecting the team in mind. So it's both. It's pretty simple. They think he needs to play. I think people that are watching how he's playing would acknowledge he needs the live reps. The question is, do you trust that he can stay healthy? And as we said earlier in the show, Danny, last week you said, you got to play this guy. He needs to play after yet another exit. I'm not even going to call it an injury because it doesn't seem like he got hurt as much as he left the game in some pain, which is a normal football thing. They say he could have come back into the game. I know now you're saying don't play him anymore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
More. But do they trust that they can get him through a game healthy? My point, and I'll ask this rhetorical question again to the people who say, don't play him, it's too big of a risk. Then you acknowledge that what you're saying is, you don't trust this guy to stay healthy for 60 minutes of football. And if that's true, that's a really big damn problem.
That is
a massive problem. If you're saying, this guy cannot play a full game of football without getting hurt. Because that's what you're saying, in my opinion, when you say, he shouldn't play anymore this season if he's healthy.
Yeah, right now I am saying that because I've got three straight games where he has been injured to some degree. I think you're minimalizing what actually happened yesterday in terms of
the injury. I'm just going off his words. I
understand that.
I don't know if he's telling the truth or not.
Well, right, which is fair. You and I was right in front of us, watched him writhe in pain, not get up for a long time, jog to the sideline, four trainers around him. They cut the brace off. He's in the tent for a long time, et cetera. And I guess he, quote, unquote, could have come back in the game, which is nice. So it turns out it wasn't as awful. I know that it forced him from the game, and that he didn't leave because he was playing poorly. He didn't leave because the score was out of hand. He left because of an injury.
I could end up being wrong. What I think happened is he landed directly on the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
That if Marcus Mariota would have landed on his elbow like that, he would have turtled. He would have gotten up slowly. He would have come to the sideline writhing in pain. He would have had to stretch it out and do whatever else. And I think because this guy's coming off of an elbow injury and a serious one.
That elbow, yeah.
That same elbow, they go, we're going to the blue tent. And then they go, you're not coming back into this 17-0 game, which is what you and so many others, including myself,
yes,
have advocated for. Now, if he ends up having re-aggravated something and they tell us, you know, we didn't know this, but there's a bone chip or this or that, I'll stand corrected. But for right now, and based on what I saw, because we were literally,
we're right there,
I don't know, 30 feet from where he was sitting on the bench.
It was right in front of us.
Check out the videos and the pictures we've posted. It's crazy how close we were to this, kind of staring at everything, trying to lip read. But I really took it as he was lobbying. I think he wanted to go back in. When he went to the blue tent, he was mad. If you look at the video I posted where he slams his helmet with his left hand. You know, if your elbow is super jacked up, you're probably mm-hmm. doing that one-handed with your right hand. He'd take, you know, with his left arm, he's throwing his helmet on the ground. So I think his anger and part of the frustration was like, you got to be kidding me. You're not letting me go in again, knowing the narrative continues here. But I guess we won't know until maybe ever.
Yeah, ever. Did he have a broken rib or not?
Right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, this I used an analogy. It's not a great one at the top of the show, and this is how I feel. It shouldn't be this way. Right, I understand the reality that we should not be in this position where he has to leave every single game because of some sort of physical ailment, whether it's major, minor, something in between. 3 for 3, delay, comes back, we go through the process. Will he? Won't he? What did Dan Quinn mean on Wednesday? What did he mean on Thursday? We've done all that, and he has to leave the game because of pain or an actual injury, whatever. I'm just shutting it down. I can't do it anymore.
Let's go. Don't forget about some of the things from Commanders Vikings that we did not talk enough about today. Don't forget about Bobby Wagner having 16 tackles and a sack. I know he's got limitations, and I think for the most part this year, we and a lot of people have been focusing on his lack of speed and some of those limitations. But this was one of those games where between the tackles, they were coming right at him. And, man, if he didn't make a ton of tackles, it was kind of his strength, right? Right at him downhill, and he's getting dudes on the ground. To be 35 years old, Danny, and to be involved in this many collisions where he's still playing every single snap, whether you think that's good or bad, and to go out there and make 16 tackles and a sack in this game, Bobby Wagner's just a machine, man. What a career.
Yep.
Like Ertz, who got hurt, a future Hall of Famer. And I also was really impressed by him sitting where we did behind the bench, watching him operate, going over to the blue tent and talking to Jaden, like through the little area you can look through, counseling him when he was standing on the sideline after, clearly dejected, grabbing younger players a couple times and getting in their ear hole. I just like Bobby Wagner. I think he is an all-timer in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you mean the guy that getting his master's degree while playing NFL football here in town that's probably going to be the commissioner or in charge of something really important that's going to wear a gold jacket when he retires? Yeah, I'm with you. You mentioned Zach Ertz. That's my don't forget about. They got Zach Ertz for next to nothing. And this was a guy that came off of two really disappointing, crushing seasons in Arizona where he only played 10 games in 22, 7 in 23, and was basically out of football. He was an afterthought, 27 catches, 187 yards, for a guy that was at the absolute end of his career. He comes here for a song and is a huge preferred target. So many big catches, so many big moments. Yes, limited, certainly not the same guy he was when he caught 19,000 passes just against Washington all those years ago, but a whole bunch of clutch moments, a great presence here on this team and in this locker room, likely done, certainly obviously for this year, but maybe forever, with that catastrophic injury right in front of us yesterday. So don't forget about him and the contributions that he made here.
Speaking of tight ends, don't forget about Ben Sinnott catching a pass. Ben Sinnott Day, boys and girls.
As many targets as Brandon Coleman. Let's go.
One catch for 8 yards for Ben Sinnott. Can we tap our microphones for Ben Sinnott, please?
Turn yours on, Darius. Get it up. We need three.
There we go.
Three.
Ben Sinnott season. Happy for him. There you go. Don't forget about on Grant and Danny. Monday Night Football tonight, the Eagles and the Chargers, 8:15 kickoff coming up in a little over an hour and a half. It does sound like the Chargers have Justin Herbert back from injury. So at 8-4, L.A. needing a win, their starting quarterback going to give it a go. Crazy, I know. Playing through broken bones in his non-throwing hand at this point. Probably should have shut him down for this game.
Looking for a playoff spot. A playoff spot is what they're looking for.
Football players play football.
Playoff spots.
The Eagles are 8-4. They're going to win the division. They're in a very, very different situation than the Chargers. They've kind of got everything right out in front of them because they're in a division where nobody else has handled any of its business. But you still need to go into the playoffs with some momentum, and they got some.
They don't have much.
They got questions needing answered. Like, is Jalen Hurts going to basically be yelled at by any of his teammates before they go out and play in a playoff game? Can they move the football on offense? If they're going to involve A.J. Brown, can they do it in a way where it doesn't take away from the rest of the offense? Seems like either they win and move the ball or he has a big game and a loss. And can they get the run game going? Are they going to take further play calling duties away from their coordinator? For an 8-4 team, they sure have a lot of consternation.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get to talk about it much because obviously we were busy with other stuff, but Philadelphia fans booed the Eagles at home at 8-3 last week as they were losing their second straight game.
Yeah,
booed them. This is the defending Super Bowl champ. It's been to 3 of the last 8 Super Bowls, has won 2. Multi-time, about to win the division again, to your point. A 2-game losing streak. The adversity that those Eagles fans have had to go through. The adversity of one losing season over the last 8, where, again, they've been probably the most successful franchise, not named the Chiefs, over the last 8 years. And they were booing vociferously the entire game for an 8-3 team at home last week.
This trip,
nothing but the best for them.
To Minnesota has been great. We got to thank everybody at Odyssey Minneapolis
for
helping us out today, setting us up in this lovely conference room with windows so we could watch the snowfall.
And hear the sirens.
And hear a lot of the sirens as well. Also, our friends Kandori and Murat, who made this trip possible and quite literally brought us to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. From the travel arrangements to the hotel to the game to the seats in the NBA and NFL facilities we were at. Very, very cool. We appreciate them as always. We're back in D.C. tomorrow for our show at 2 o'clock from our Half Street studios. For Darius out here and Toby and Ryan back in D.C., Grant and Danny saying so long. Thanks for listening. Lenovo Time is next.
Thank you for coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.